It's Shabbos. Today is not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos. We are turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous sponsors, Mending Tzipora Fishman, Reschus Fchai Rivka Bat Tzipora Friedel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzipin David Aryeh, and in memory of Mendy's father. Today's Turn Friday to Erev Shabbos is also dedicated by Dina and Avi Ratner as a schus for Ran Gvili, the last of the hostages who was returned and was experienced burial. His family got closure and certainly dedicate in his memory. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Today may say Friday on your calendar, but today is not in fact Friday at all. Today is the Holy and the Heilige Erev Shabbos. And I want to share with you an amazing Orach Chaim HaKadosh. The Pasuk says, and this is a Pasuk that happens to appear in our Parsha B'Shalach, but it's relevant for each and every week, because this is the Pasuk that teaches us we have to have three meals on Shabbos. Vayomer Moshe, when the man fell, Moshe said, Ichluhu Hayom, Kishabbos Hayom Lashem, Hayom Lo Simtza'u Basadeh. Moshe said, eat it today, for today is Shabbos, and you'll not find it today on the plain. It didn't fall on Shabbos, it fell in anticipation and preparation, a double portion. Eat it today, because today is Shabbos, and you'll not find it today, basada, in the field. So first of all, ichlu hayom, the word hayom today appears three times. Ichlu, meal, three times, three meals. We don't just eat regular dinner and lunch, shalashiris. We have three meals on Shabbos. We honor the Holy Shabbos through shalashiris. The Ravid, maybe we'll learn and talk about another time, the significance, the holiness, the importance of the Heilige Ravid, the Ravin, of the Heilige Shabbos. But ichluhu hayom, the simple understanding is, ichluhu means eat it hayom, today. Eat the man today. But I saw a beautiful pshat by the Be'er Samayim that says, what is it you should eat? Ichluhu, you know what you should eat? Hayom, eat up today. It's Shabbos. Regale in it. Lean into it. Experience it. Eat it up. Eat up this vacation. Eat up this family reunion. Eat up this simcha. Eat up. Soak up. Soak up and marinate in and experience and enjoy and draw everything out of Hayom. Shabbos is the tachlis of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Shabbos is what we live for. It's what we work for. Shabbos is the payoff and the payday of everything. So therefore, ichluhu, what should you eat? Hayom. Eat Hayom. Be present. Be present in today. Don't wait for Shabbos to end. Don't look forward to Motzei Shabbos. Don't make plans for Motzei Shabbos. It's a halacha. You're not allowed to talk on Shabbos about things for after Shabbos, because you have to fully be present in Shabbos. In Shabbos, ichluhu hayom. But I want to share with you an Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Orach Chaim HaKadosh has a different interpretation of this pasuk, and it's relevant for all year long. It's relevant for every Friday turning into Erev Shabbos. It's relevant for every Shabbos. Odin is chavim ba'amro ki Shabbos, ta'am l'mashalach areha zeh aderach. This is what it means. L'tam shayom Shabbos, lo simtzu, but because today is Shabbos, lo simtzu basadeh. You're not going to find it in the field. Dikdek lomar basadeh, lirmoz maimer Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar tells us, ki biyom ha-Shabbos, yorad ha-mazon shakol sheshes yom min l'mala. On Shabbos, the portion of the whole week ahead, it comes on Shabbos. Whatever bracha, whatever blessing, whatever flow, whatever we're looking for, whatever we want, in the week to come, it comes on Shabbos. V'hu ha-omer, however, me'oso mazon yorei dvar yom biyomo. The portion for the whole week comes on Shabbos, and then we get each portion on that day. And that's what it means. You won't find the whole next week in the sada. It means that on Shabbos, everything that's destined to come in the coming week, on Shabbos it comes down. And then it sits there until that week. Sunday we get Sunday, Monday we get Monday, Tuesday we get Tuesday. But lest we think that the work we did on Tuesday yielded the fruit and the profit and the customers and the clients and the bracha of Tuesday, that's a big mistake. The bracha of Tuesday came because it was allocated and designated on Shabbos. The supply of the week descends on Shabbos, and then it's distributed on a daily basis. And this radically transforms our experience. Why? Because it means that the kind of Shabbos we have, whether we're present, whether we're mindful, whether we're connected to Shabbos itself, to Hashem, to the people around us, to ourselves, our davening, our learning, our zmiros, our meals, everything about Shabbos, our attitude, our experience of Shabbos, that's going to bring the bracha of the whole week that follows. And therefore, it's so critically important. Shabbos is not something that you escape or you get out of or you count down because you can't wait for it to be over. Shabbos is where we can't wait to be. It's the payday, the payoff. It's everything. It's the makor bracha, the source of blessing. It's the tachlis of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Shabbos is everything. So if you knew that the deal you hope will close on Tuesday, that the meeting you hope will go well on Thursday, that the trip that you plan on taking, you want to go smoothly on Monday, All of it will depend on the Shabbos that you have before. That designation, that allocation, that supply, it comes down on Shabbos and then it's distributed in the next week. Wouldn't that change your Shabbos? Wouldn't that radically alter your Shabbos? That's exactly what happens. So turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos means, it means recognizing we got to lean into Shabbos, be present on Shabbos, embrace Shabbos. Ichluhu hayom, get ready to eat up Shabbos. How can you eat it up? When do you eat? When you're hungry. So Friday, we turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos by developing an appetite for Shabbos. And then when we have an appetite for Shabbos, now, Ichlu Hayom, we're going to want to eat up the entire day, the entire special day. Wishing everyone a happy, healthy, a holy Shabbos. Ooh, yeah.